I don't know whether you saw that thing in the Journal, actually. It was online on the Journal, and it was about RTÉ saying that it has no plans to cease broadcasting The Angelus and said it aims to strike a balance in considering the diversity of views on the matter. A lot of people would like it to go, although RTÉ themselves said they did a survey on the whole thing. Hang on. There's an online petition going to try and get rid of it. And a few people, including, I thought it was quite a good message, actually, from a Louise O'Reilly, TD for Dublin, from Sinn Féin. She said, I think we're ready to have the 6 o'clock news at 6 o'clock. Fair point. So there was a survey. Oh, yeah, it said, the RTÉ spokesman said they had a recent Red Sea poll survey. In response, 68% of people said they'd keep The Angelus, while 21% said they'd stop it. And the most hilarious one is a further 11% refused to say, I have no opinion on that. Let's go to our telly kind of expert on these matters, Daniel O'Donnell, up in Kincastle in Donegal, online now. He's got it all sorted out, the technical matters. Daniel, good morning.
How are you doing, Ian?
Should RTÉ scrap The Angelus, do you think?
Well, if they get rid of The Angelus, Ian, what have RTÉ got left? I mean, seriously.
Stop, will you?
Fair City, Nationwide, and George Lee telling us it's the end of the world. I mean, I warned them years ago when I was on one of their stuff, and I told them they should liven up the Isle of Angelus. I mean, people are saying that to me up here. They should have, for example, different celebrities.
Right.
Just doing the 18 bongs every day.
The 18,
so.
Yeah.
One day it might be Brezzy, bong, bong.
Yeah.
Next day it might be Twink, bang, bang. and then Dáithí O'Shea, bong, bong, bong. It's not a great Dáithí O'Shea.
That's very good.
They could bring their own personality to it. Or
what would you?
They could
what
at
would
least.
You, could you do it?
Mine would be kind of languid, though, wouldn't it?
Bong, bong,
bong. if you were from a celebrity's point of view, they'd be killing each other trying to get on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is probably not the sort of flavour that The Angelus wants to pull across. But do you know what they could else do, Ian? They could sell The Angelus.
Right.
I mean, they sold the lyrics board to Lithuania.
That's right, yeah.
You'd get a fortune for the flippin' Angelus.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a billion Catholics out there, Ian. I mean, it'd fly. It really would. It would.
Daniel, thank you very much. Louis Walsh is there as well. Louis, you wanted to get in on this as well. I haven't spoken to you for a while. There's that. It's great to hear. Do you think they should
great
scrap
to talk
it? I presume you'd say scrap it.
I agree with Daniel. I think it's the end of the road for The Angelus. It's been a great journey. But The Angelus, Ian, The Angelus, it's not doing it for me anymore. It doesn't have the fun factor. It needs better staging, Ian.
Right.
It needs backing dancers and a better hook. Maybe get Mark Ronson involved. The Angelus, The Angelus could be huge. If you're not willing to spend money, Shane Filan would do a great job on The Angelus. I could see it going to Eurovision, Ian. I mean, what's more Irish than The Angelus?
Yeah, that's true.
Think about
actually.
It.
Okay, thanks, Louis. Nice to hear from you again. Michael O'Leary. Oh, Michael. Michael, go ahead there.
The Angelus is a white elephant. Thanks for having me on.
Right.
It takes a whole minute to do what could be done in 10 seconds.
Right.
Bong, 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 bong. Shut up. End of story. 1 minute of free advertising for the Catholic Church every day. Yeah. It's outrageous. Why can't Ryanair have 1 minute of free advertising every day? No. I mean, there's more people on a Ryanair flight than there are at Mass on any given day. And Mass only does one destination. Heaven, we do 453. And if you want stale bread, our ham and cheese panini beats communion any day. Sure, I have the bloody bongs here. Costa del Sicko, 59 cents. Bonka Slava, 10 cents. Scratch cards, scratch and sniff, and shut up!
Thanks a million, Michael.
Easy.